It's back. You thought you got rid of it, but it's back. It just won't leave you alone. The electricity bill is here. But this month is different. You did something about it. And ever since you made that one phone call to Tori with Vivint Solar, your bills are almost 50% less than before. And it cost you nothing to get started. No expensive equipment, no installation cost. Nothing. Just a call to Tori with Vivint Solar at 864-1111. For a free in-home evaluation, call Tori with Vivint Solar today at 864-1111 and take control of your electricity bill. 864-1111. Good morning, listeners. You're back with Christ Today on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is Tori Tipp, and with your founder, Curtis Smith, we have some wonderful guests, as usual, in the studios with us. We've got Pastor Jim Carpenter and Roger Joyner here with us today. And Curtis, how have you been over the last week? You've been doing well?
Doing good. Had my moments, had my times where I struggle.
Well. We all go through struggles, but praise the Lord.
But for the most part, healthy and well, and glad to be here again today. Looking forward to talking to our guests.
Well, excellent. I'm excited as well, Curtis, because of your upcoming mission trip.
I wanted to
take a moment to let our listeners know about your mission trip that's coming up that you're doing with YWAM. And if you would like to be a part of what Curtis is doing and going on the mission trip, please feel free to write us and support Curtis here at Christ Today going on his mission trip. And our address is Christ Today at KKXX Radio, 1363 Longfellow Drive in Chico, California, 95926. And I know that Curtis would appreciate that gift to help him further the kingdom and further the gospel. And see, this is a surprise for Curtis because he didn't know I was going to do this. But it sure would be a blessing, a great Christmas blessing to Curtis, who has the heart to go to the mission field to make a difference in the world. So listeners, thank you so much for any support that you could give to Curtis as he goes to further the kingdom of God. And Curtis, go ahead and introduce our listeners here that are the wonderful people that we have in the studio today.
Thank you very much, Tori.
You betcha, buddy.
On our show today, we have Pastor Jim Carpenter, so good, and his assistant, Roger Joyner, but we will start with Jim. So, Pastor Jim, talk to us a little bit about who you are and how your church got started.
Well, that was, that's Curtis, thank you very much, and Tori, thank you also. A little bit of a story, really, we enjoy telling the story about how we got started. Was quite a surprise to my wife and I. We had been in serving in a leadership capacity, a service council capacity for years at another church. And we felt transition and felt the Lord send us to home and say, go home. And so we had sat there for about 3 weeks at home and not feeling a little uncomfortable with not being in church on the weekend. And then the phone rang. And friends of ours just said, hey, Jim, Christine, can we come and worship at your house? We feel like the Lord is calling us to come over and worship. And we said, yeah, sure, come on over, and that'd be great, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they came over, some very dear friends of ours, and really the presence of God filled up our home, and that's the way the bridge got started. And people began to fill up the house, and then every weekend we moved to 3 houses, one right after another, filling up living rooms on the Sunday afternoons.
Wow.
And then moved on to a restaurant, then another bank building, and then now in the warehouse facility that we are today.
Wow.
So really the funny part about it is we have zero church planting. But God had has a plan for us, and we're really enjoying it.
You didn't plant it; He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He
zero church did. Planning, but you had church planted.
Church was planted with zero planting on our part. That's for sure. Yep. Yeah.
The Lord just opened up the doors from there.
He opened up the doors for us. Yeah,
he grew the potatoes without the seeds.
There's always a seed.
Yeah. So a friend of ours. We just look at a book, a notebook of blank pages, and say, here's church planting, you know, and we always laugh and have a good time about that. But God really began to show up and touch lives, and people begin to just start to come from all over. And like I said, it was no time at all, and then we outgrew three different living rooms and started looking for a commercial place to begin to meet. Yeah.
Why the bridge?
The bridge, the name, the bridge. We got to a place in Yuba City at the end, foot of the bottom of Bridge Street, on Bridge Street at the foot of the bridge. Mm-hmm. And the young people started going, hey, we go to the church. We were having name problems trying to figure out, what are we going to name this thing? We don't have any planning. We don't know what this is. How are we going to do this? And the kids started saying, hey, where do you go to church at? Amongst themselves, we go to the church on the bridge, at the bridge. And so the name, The Bridge of Yuba City, was really off of our young people, all our teenagers and our young friends. And they started saying, the bridge, and I said, that's a great name. And so that's how we became The Bridge of Yuba City. Yeah.
So it was kind of a God plan all along. Everything was God planned in this whole situation, and that's the way to do it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why don't you tell us about what your mission of your church is?
We really try to keep things very, very simple. It's one of the things the Lord said, I want you to simplify everything. And we've really followed that. Early on, the Lord began to speak in one service we were having in particular. In my mind's eye, I began to see www. And I was sitting there and worship was going on. And I'd run across my mind again, www. And I was thinking, okay, Lord, what website are you trying to... Right, what are you trying to show me? And the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit of God just said, that's not a dot, that's a period. And I said, okay, Lord. He said, you'll base this ministry on worship, watchman prayer, and my word will reside there. Mm-hmm. And he said, period. So the Lord really laid out those three fundamentals. We try to create an atmosphere that's very free, that people have a lot of liberty to worship in. We center everything on the house of prayer. My house shall be a house of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong intercession times during the week. And then we take the word and the gospels and bring it to a very edible and a very tangible and applicable manner. And so that is really the foundations to the bridge, is www.
So say that again, Pastor Jim. It's worship,
watchman prayer. Yeah,
and
the word. And
he's
nice. The Lord said, that's it. Those will be the pillars of this ministry, and never stray from this. And then again, he said, this is a
firm
period,
foundation,
not a dot. And I said, oh, and so that's really the mission statement is www.
What is watchman prayer versus prayer? Is there a big difference, or why would you say watchman prayer? I'm just curious.
This goes with watchmen, intercession, okay. Intercessors on the wall, watching what's happening, looking in for the message of the Lord, bringing it to it. And really it goes along with just the move of prayer and the house of prayer and just being very watchful and ready for what's going on in culture and what's going on in our neck of the woods. And so that's how the Lord communicated to me.
Okay. So being that you guys are watching for what the Lord's doing, what the Lord's speaking, what do you feel like He's speaking right now, or what do you feel is going on right now? What do you sense and see going on right now?
I sense a tremendous opportunity, really, in culture today, and with keeping everything very, very simple. We've seen the Lord do a tremendous amount of healing and a lot of disappointment all through different church circles. There's just a lot of folks that have disappointment, disappointment of all kinds, but we're seeing a tremendous restoration in leaders. We're having a lot of pastoral leaders come, and really in this atmosphere, the WWW, there's a tremendous amount of restoration that's happening.
Mm.
That's one thing that we're seeing. The other foundations are love and unity. We're seeing a tremendous move of unity in our area. A lot of churches working together. We even have another church, Church Alive, who now is in our building sharing the facility with us. So really a restoration, really return to the fundamentals and foundations of our faith, evangelistically, in a lot of unity and a lot of relationship has been very much highlighted. It's a very refreshing season.
You said some healing. Before we got on the show, you were talking about some healing. You want to talk a little bit about the healings that you've been seeing lately?
Sure. There's three particular individuals that just most recently very profound. We've seen the Lord touch stage 4 colon cancer, completely healed.
That is an amen.
Then another person with a lady had a tumor and it was scheduled for mastectomy. That completely vanished. And then we've seen another man who, through abuse, drug and alcohol abuse, had hepatitis C. That was completely done, and he was given a brand new liver. All those documented, and they all happened in worship. Nobody laying hands on them, nobody praying for them, just because they had a heart for worship. And
that's
God's
amazing.
Doing things in the atmosphere of worship and touching all
in the
three.
Atmosphere of his presence.
In his presence,
he inhabits the praises of his people.
Absolutely, and he's really touching worshipers, those that have a heart after him, and we're seeing a tremendous, and they all have had difficulties in life, and they're just pressing in. God's really touched them, and they are having a very strong relationship with the Lord, and miraculously, just in worship, God's healing.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, really, really wonderful. What's going on?
Tori, you want to follow up with a couple
questions? Well, I'm just thinking, every time I hear about a wonderful healing, which we need to be hearing about daily. This should
yes.
be a daily thing,
yes.
ongoing. It shouldn't be, you know, oh my goodness, the doctor is stunned and amazed. He should be like, oh my goodness, here's another one. And, so the first alternative shouldn't be surgery. The first alternative, the first place that we should go is into prayer, is into worship.
Absolutely.
Because the Lord is in the healing business. Because of Jesus, he implanted all of us.
Yes,
and he
right.
said, go and heal the sick.
Yes.
And that's what we need to be doing, laying hands on the sick. We should be expecting this because Christ is in us, the hope of
yes.
glory. He is working in and through us today in this latter rain that we have going on right now. I am so inspired by what you're telling me.
Me too.
And we're seeing a lot of family restorations, children coming home. It's healing, and we need to broaden our understanding
That's right.
of God's healing.
Amen.
He's healing spiritually. He's healing relationally. He's healing physically. And we're seeing
financially
restoring. There's a tremendous restorative work that the Holy Spirit and God's doing. And we're seeing every aspect. Even in my own family, has been a tremendous restoration over the last couple of years.
How and what?
I've had a couple daughters, and one was through some difficulties, was not really was estranged a little bit, and we've seen her completely come home and that be restored. I had my youngest daughter, who now is on staff in Indiana at a church. We need to get her and give her testimony here one of these times, but she's a powerhouse, and she was on the streets for 3 years. We did not know where she was at. She was very wrapped up in wrong culture, wrong things, and then a complete turnaround. And we've seen our whole family unit come back together in the last year and a half, 2 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome how God does things.
It is just amazing. And my youngest daughter said, Dad, I just felt like something was torn off my face, and I could see the truth for everything that was around me. And Satan casts a veil, and we cannot mm-hmm. see the truth. And she said, I physically felt that be removed.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
She knocked on our door at about 12 o'clock midnight, and she just said, Dad, call me Forrest. It's just time for me to come home. And just, wow, we had quite the reunion at the doorstep right there.
That's
so
awesome.
She's doing awesome. And we're seeing it in a lot of different families, a real move. And Tori, I agree. We've got to broaden our understanding and allow the Holy Spirit to heal. And he heals relationally, financially, restores. And then we're now touching and seeing the physical healing. But the first waves were relational. First waves were restoring our lives back into relationship, walking with him. We've seen leaders restored. We've seen families restored, marriages. We had one couple, the leader that are here in the church, they were divorced for 4 years, and now they are remarried and completely back, and they are back to God's original intent. So
that's awesome.
Tremendous restoration.
Amazing what God's doing in these last days, how His Spirit's being poured out, right?
Absolutely.
Jesus is the bridge. Perfect, right? The bridge. He is the bridge.
Perfect.
And we're speaking with Roger Joyner and Pastor Jim Carpenter of The Bridge Church, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, cool.
Are you on the run and need your vehicle to be in top condition? Avoid unexpected breakdowns. Come see Lions Express Lube and Oil. Get peace of mind with fast, reliable services. Do you have a maintenance check light on? Lions Express Lube and Oil, locally owned for the last 26 years, can reset that light on most foreign and domestic vehicles and RVs. With all the pollen, mold, and mildew in the air coming into your vehicle, let us check your cabin filter. Yes, some vehicles have cabin filters, and we can clean up your air. Lions Express Lube and Oil at 5605 Almond Street in Paradise, on the corner of Birch and Almond. Our number is 872-8583. 872-8583. We love to see you.
Welcome back, listeners, to Christ Today. I know you're enjoying the program with Pastor Jim Carpenter and his associate, Roger Joyner, of The Bridge Church, and we are so grateful that they're here today sharing their testimonies of God's great movement in their church and worship and watchmen and word. WWW period is the foundation that the Lord gave you for the church. Curtis, go ahead and take Roger here, who has a wonderful testimony as well.
Yeah, well, we're going to start with Roger, who happens to be the assistant to Pastor Jim. And so good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about you, go into your testimony and how you got involved and what you're doing today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Tori and Curtis, for having us on the show. It's wonderful to be here. I'm loving the Christmas season. So.
Amen.
It's always
my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Christmas carols.
The gospel is being sang so much. My testimony, when I was a kid, my father took his life the same time that my mom went to have an abortion. So it set me up for a very traumatic start of life. So that was when I was 2 years old that my mom went to have the abortion and my father took his life. She got out of the abortion clinic, and when she got out of the clinic, she found out a couple hours later that my dad was missing, and then later saw on the news that a man jumped off a bridge and went back into the river after he swam onto a houseboat, never came up. This was in Portland, Oregon. And so later, my family, my mom remarried, and we moved to a little city called Oroville. And right across the street was a church. And there was a pastor that loved Jesus with all his heart. He got touched by Keith Green and the whole Jesus movement stuff. And he started to pray for my family. We were broken. We were a broken family. And I walked across the street as a kid, heard him singing songs about Jesus, and got touched by his presence. And then in my brokenness, when I went to junior high, I walked away from Jesus. And at about 21 is when I ended up giving my heart back to Jesus and really starting this journey that I'm on right now. So
for the last 16 years.
Yeah.
Roger, you said you walked away from the Lord when you were in junior high.
Yeah.
We all are familiar with the pressures of life and the temptations and then just wanting to be cool,
sure,
to be on the in crowd. What led to you walking away at that point? What was significant in your life? Did you just get caught up in your friends, or what happened there?
It's kind of a perfect storm. The perfect storm was my brother's made it very clear that my father, I call him my dad because he never treated me less than a son, but my stepfather, I hate to even say that, my brothers let me know that that wasn't my real father, that was part of it. So the struggle for identity, I stepped onto the campus and found out that there was a group of kids that if I did bad things and if I acted crazy, that I could gain notoriety, I could be cool. So yeah, it was...
Yeah.
A perfect storm of both those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I was homeschooled a little bit before I jumped into public school. And so when I jumped into public school, found out that you could just be crazy and have friends and no time at all if you're the class clown. Well, I jumped on that as quick as I could.
Mm-hmm. So by doing that, you had friends.
I had friends.
Yeah, and that's something that all parents need to really consider is what's going on with our children and the pressures that they have. I mean, when I remember when I was going to school and I graduated high school in 1986, so at that point, I mean, I remembered hearing adults going, well, man, these kids today, I mean, that's nothing like we had when we were in school. I mean, you know, they were talking when they, you know, like my dad and the worst they ever did is chew bubble gum. And now look at these kids. And now I'm looking at the kids and I'm going, wow, we were never faced with the things that they were faced with
right. At
such a young age, and the pressures of life and sex and drugs, it's in their face every day. So we need to keep a special prayer, watchman prayer,
absolutely,
over our children.
That's true, yeah. The increase of intensity is for real. Yeah.
And so should the increase of our intensity.
Yes.
That's true. Absolutely.
He has already given us the victory.
Right.
Yeah. He's just waiting for us to open up our mouths and declare a thing so, and speak it and pray it into existence with that covering that he has through the Holy Spirit. It's profitable that Jesus went to be with the Father and sit down at the right hand of God so the Holy Spirit could come. He's our helper, our guide.
Yeah, and here's a fail-safe is that they taught me how to hear the voice of God when I was a kid, and they taught me to pray. And so when it came crisis moment, I mean, the glory side of it is when it became the time when I needed to call on Jesus, he was always there.
Always there.
So what ended up happening is I came back to Jesus, and when I was a kid, I was taught about prayer and how it can transform cities. I was taught about how God wants to reach a generation. It was in 1998 when I came back, and people were talking about how God's going to turn America back to God, and it was something I always craved to be part of a revolution. But when I saw that Malachi 4 thing happening after I gave my heart back to Jesus, I just threw myself wholeheartedly into wanting to see America shift. And so what lit me on fire was I ran far from God, and he was so gracious in the way that he brought me back. All I really, even still to this day, am thinking of is how can we create a place for a generation to dwell? And so for parents, I would just say, teach them how to hear the voice of God. Teach them about the power of prayer for real. That's the fail-safe, because if they get connection to God, they'll have that. And so that's what we do at the Bridge. We're connected to a place that's about the presence of God, that's about watchman prayer, that's about the word of the Lord. Jim said, his heartbeat is not just word like Logos, but the word of the Lord, the rhema that strikes the hearts of people. If we can get this is what's going to impact the generation. The greenhouse of his presence, the rhema word of God, and that safety, that comfort where they can grow up. I would say to parents, teach them how to pray, but also connect them to a community that has this value system.
Can you expand on Malachi 4?
Yes.
And you are so right on, because this obviously will not be taught in the schools.
Yeah.
So our youth need a place where they can go. If you're going to teach them anything that will stick with them throughout all their days, that they're going to be using on a daily basis, it's to hear the voice of God.
Yes, sir. Yeah. About Malachi 4 is I've been blessed to be around men and women that are on fire. And so I would say about Malachi 4, the thing that turned my heart was seeing the devotion, the way that they walked in sobriety, the way they had passion and hope and vibrancy of life. That turned my heart back to their value system. That spirit of Elijah is coming on the land to turn a generation back to the value system of our parents, because it's a spirit of God that wants to connect us to our inheritance. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, the spirit of Elijah. And it releases generational transfer, where it's not just one generation having it, but it's the bridge
to
release the next wave.
Hallelujah. I got so excited, I almost forgot what I was going to say next.
Yeah.
But with that spirit, so, you know, everybody says, oh, well, the devil's, you know, going full force right now because he knows his time is short. Well, this latter rain that the Lord talks about in the Word of being poured out, I will pour out my spirit in those latter days. Well, we need to be ready for that, receiving of that, because that will always overtake. We don't war against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and powers of darkness of the world and of the air. And we take our authority over that and understanding, hey, it's not Pastor Jim that's the problem,
that's right?
It's right. A spirit behind somebody, right? So it's never that person directly, but what we can't see with our natural eyes, but being able to see into the spirit realm and taking authority over that situation. That's why it hurts me to hear anyone say that America's going down, we're going under, it's over, man. I mean, it's just days away until the destruction of America has come. When he has given us the power and the authority in the Word, saying, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and pray, I will come and restore their land.
Yes.
Well, we're still here. We still have a chance. We just need to declare it and take our authority in Christ over the situation, over our government, over the governments of the world, and speak life.
Come on.
Speak the Word.
Yeah.
Pray. Get
that's
on
right,
our knees,
Corey.
Humble
on.
Ourselves.
So good.
We are still here. We still are the United States of America. And I just believe that God is not finished with the United States of America. We've got the best country in the world. And we as Christians, men and women, children, need to call upon the name of the Lord. And we will see amazing things come to pass before our eyes. America can be the best she's ever been if we will get on our knees.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hallelujah
Amen.
For that.
That's
a good time to take a little break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Welcome back, listeners, on Christ Today with your host and founder, Curtis Smith. We have Pastor Jim Carpenter of the Bridge Church in Yuba City, right? Beautiful Yuba City.
Yeah, correct.
It is. It's a beautiful town
there
in the Twin Cities with Marysville.
Absolutely.
And along with his associate, and that is Roger Joyner. Roger, we just had an anointed time here in this last segment of the time we had together here, and we were just getting ready to go into the latter rain and what's going on with the children in the church. Is that right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let's
kick it.
It
back up for us.
Yeah, many incredible things. Are happening. My little girl and other little kids, we were doing evangelism on Friday night, and Selah just got filled with boldness, and so we were walking around in Walmart, and she'd just walk up to people and just say, hey, have you ever heard the story of Jesus's love? And there is a measure of her being cute that would disarm them, but there is a measure of boldness of God's spirit and within. One evening, we saw 8 people turn their heart to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so that's just part of it. You know, Jim.
So tell me about Selah.
Yeah, Selah.
That's your daughter?
Yeah.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah, it's our daughter's name.
Amen.
Yeah, how old is she?
Selah is 6 years old.
She is 6 years old.
Yeah.
And has the boldness to walk up to somebody, or the love to walk up to somebody.
Yeah, one time we asked someone if they ever heard the story of God's love, and he said no, and she said, that's a tragedy. You know, you can just feel her heart come out. And I'm like, where do you even get
but
tragedy?
She's right.
You know?
Yeah. It is. It is tragic.
Totally. Yeah.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Tragic.
So, I mean, she's in an environment where that's being raised up, where there's freedom. And that's why it's important for worship. That's why it's important for Watchmen. That's why it's important for a place where you can get the Rhema word of God and Hallelujah. You can share it. She's being trained in how to hear God's voice and share it. So, Jim, did you want to share that story what happened on Sunday morning?
Oh, absolutely. We had those testimonies were coming in from Walmart and around, and you know, so Selah's leading those folks to the Lord like that. So we're in a service, and the Lord and my wife, she's very prophetic, moves in the prophetic gifting, and she said, you know, Jim, release the children, and I said, okay. And so as worship was going on, I began to bring them forward, and two young men went up, and they were, how old are they, Roger? They're around 6, 7?
Yeah, 8 and 6,
I think. 8 and 6.
Yeah.
And you could see the presence of God was resting on them, and went up, go up to pray for them, but before I ever get there, they get laid out in the Spirit, and the little guy gets filled with the Holy Spirit. They begin to receive prayer language and begin to speak in tongues.
Wow.
And so that's when my wife walked up and said, see, we released the kids. And so we opened up in the middle of the worship service. People wanted to come for prayer. And then Selah at that time had come over, and she was standing there drawn to what God was doing. She went up there, and everybody began to respond. It was just spontaneous. And so the crowd began to come forward. The congregation moved forward, and we released these two young men and Selah. And they begin to go minister, as Joel said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy with tremendous accuracy, adult after adult, issue after issue, out of a 6, 7, and an 8-year-old. And I honestly, as a
out of the mouths
pastor,
of babes.
Out of the mouths of babes. I was standing there with my mouth wide open, and I would go right along with them and just help them and give them instructions as they needed to it, and stand there knowing pastorally that I'm, you know, dealing with some of the issues on a weekly basis with folks, and these little ones would come right up and speak the word of the Lord right into them with tremendous healing.
So at that time when you were instructing, you were not telling them what to say. You were just, you know, directing them from person to person and letting the Holy Spirit speak through them.
Absolutely, letting the Holy Spirit. And we've, again, Tori, we've got to get our, broaden our box and our thinking in the corporate gathering and the generational. God is pouring out on all generations, and he can speak through a 6-year-old or a 96-year-old at any time that he wants, but allowing the Holy Spirit to move. And all I did was sit there and listen to make sure that everything was accurate and everything was on point. And it was absolutely with tremendous healing. And our church, we have not, it has not been the same when you say Raj since.
No, it has not.
And it's really a move. We called it a fresh bread move, just new freshness moving into the youth. And they've just continued to move on. So.
Wow.
If I was out there to anybody out there, pastors, allow your children to prophesy and move. It's tremendous benefit to the body and to the corporate body.
I love that you started as a home church, right?
Yes.
So there are house fires all over the United States of America.
Absolutely.
House fires springing up where this kind of worship, where this kind of truth and watchman prayer is springing up all over the United States. This, how wonderful the bridge is not an isolated incident.
Not at
it's
all.
Going
not
on everywhere. So
yeah.
When you mentioned with a corporate gathering, we need to keep that house fire mentality in a corporate church and really allow the Holy Spirit to move.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, incredible. As we've grown, that's exactly it, Tori. We've kept relationally connected and try to keep the very same thing that happened on that day, in that first day in our living room, is the same atmosphere that we have in a corporate setting. Exactly. And that's what people are hungry for. Bring me back. David said, return unto me the joy of your salvation,
bring
Lord,
me back
and the
to
joy
my first
and the freedom. And really, that's what's going to get this nation and back to Christ. And we're seeing tremendous folks. I had one friend of ours, a pastor friend of ours, he said, I was done. I was never preaching again. I was done. And he's preached, what, 3 times now back there? Because of keeping the home, the fire, it's burning again. And one of his testimony, in my heart, I feel in the presence and the burning of the fires of God again, totally restored. And it's just tremendous. If we could simplify, and that's what the Holy Spirit says, simplify everything, bring everything back to relationship. The kingdom functions and flows by personal relationship. And that's the encouragement that I'd like to leave with the listeners.
great where there is like functioning and flow. So a lot of times, you know, and this is, you know, I don't blame anybody, but when we go to church, it's okay, at 9 o'clock, we're going to have prayer. 9:15, we have worship. 9:30, we're done with worship, whether the Holy Spirit's done or not.
Yes.
And then we go into, you know, so it's all timed out, and we hinder possibly the flow of the Holy Spirit by not really allowing Him to move.
Yes.
And it becomes more of a weekly thing that we just kind of do with our families, instead of just going and letting the Lord and His Holy Spirit move in that service.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, that's one thing. We'll do our best. We start times. You know, we've got to set up the parameters, the guidelines, but it's all mm-hmm. for the moment the Holy Spirit yeah. begins to flood into the room. And at that point, hey, if it's time to prayer, then we release prayer. If it's time for the Word, we release the Word. And we really just try to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit when He comes in. And that's how the people are blessed, they're touched, they're made whole, they're restored, and life explodes as you let Holy Spirit do what He's doing. I've spent the time of you know, beating yourself against the wall. Unless the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. And
that's
none
right.
of us
exactly.
want to labor in vain.
No.
The
no,
Lord builds His own people.
Exactly.
And as you allow Him to do that, we'll see the next generation, as Roger was referring to, touched. And that's what yeah. we're seeing, simply because of liberty, allowing the Holy Spirit the liberty and the freedom to do what He does.
I wanted to jump in.
Sure.
I felt like I was out of the picture for a little bit. I had to take care of some business. But I heard you say a couple things. You said, bring us back. And then you said relationship. Bring us back to where we first received Him, to our first love.
Yes.
Where relationship flows as we fall back in love with the one that created us, the one that died for us, the one that gave His life for us. It's not that we necessarily fell away or He walked away from us, but we're falling deeper into love with Him. And as a result of that, that relationship growing between us and Him, relationship is growing with other people out there. And people are wanting, we're not having to go out and pull them into what we're doing. They're wanting us to be, they're wanting what we have. And I think what's happened in the churches is a lot of churches are struggling with relationships because they're not right. I don't want to say they're not right. That's the wrong word for me to say. The love needs to grow stronger yes. with Christ first. Yes. And then the relationships will become stronger as the love grows stronger.
Absolutely.
And I think another thing that you were talking about was time clocks. And we need to get rid of the time clocks. When God's moving, the Spirit's moving, ditch the time clocks. We don't need time.
That's right.
If they were in the upper room and they were doing it before we even came along, why do we think we need a time clock so we can get to the restaurant on time? God forbid if we have to forgo a lunch or whatever on Sunday because the Lord's moving. I've heard of services going from 12 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the evening because the Spirit was so strong and people were so willingly into the move of God that God just moved and did things. And if He can do it then, He can do it now.
Correct.
So I really believe that relationship is key. Relationship is important. Why are churches struggling so? I mean, I've seen what God has done with your guys' church. But why are a lot of the churches struggling? Why are they struggling from really walking in love and being relationship-oriented to the point where they're willing to function and fellowship with other groups besides just their denomination? Would one of you guys like to share on that or talk on that?
I think we can both touch on it. I think that I don't know what goes on in every house.
Right, we don't.
But I think that we tend to rely a little bit more on programs and different things that are presented than we do the Holy Spirit and to build and then Lord to build the house. And I think maybe that is a first step in a direction. One of the things that one of the members of the church brought, and she brought it in this little plaque, mm-hmm. and she said, "The Lord told me to bring this in, and it says, keep it real." And really, leadership, from the leadership top to every person in, we're all the same, and we need to be very transparent and real with one another. And when we get into programs, we get into some of the things that we've all done, and we've all gone away and had to have a repentance moment that we, Lord, bring me back, just like King David did when his friend Nathan the prophet came to him and said, Nathan, you're that guy. We all have those opportunities where we get back to the fundamental truth of it's all about a relationship. The kingdom is about relationship. And so we coined it and put that on the pulpit, keep it real. And we try to make it as transparent as possible. Here's the vulnerabilities. Here's the issues I struggle as a real person, as a real man. I'm not, you know, as a pastor, a hierarchy or anything like that. And the more that we have kept it simple, the more that we have kept it right down to earth and as transparent as possible. Nathan was David's friend. That's a big deal. He's his friend. He is one laboring with King David. When David had walked off and got into away from where he should have been, he needed to come back to Psalms 51, restore unto me the joy of your salvation in my life. But it was a relationship, a friend, Nathan the prophet, that brought him back. And bringing others back to the fundamental truth of our walk with the Lord. And if we'll, as a nation, we'll come back to what we were founded in, the truths that we founded, the search for freedom of religion and to move in liberty and to express and to be real with one another, that is releasing a tremendous amount of life. Mm-hmm. And I often just say, you know, if we can keep it that simple, that the kingdom functions on relationship. Jesus said to his disciples, I no longer call you servant, I call you my friends. Mm-hmm. And as he's getting ready to wrap up his ministry and release the coming of the Holy Spirit, it's expedient that I go. Mm-hmm. I got to go, because if I don't go, as Tori mentioned earlier, he will not come. Your helper is a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to bring folks to all the time in a constant theme. Come back, come back, come back.
Exactly.
And there's a tremendous amount of fruit in it.
Pastor, you touched earlier on restoration, return, and unity. And what I was getting out of what you were just talking about there is unity. Unity. Absolutely. In the body of Christ.
Absolutely. The two fundamentals principles that Pentecost and Acts is on love and unity. They were all with one accord. They were all together with one accord, one heart, one mind. And it goes beyond just doing events. It goes beyond the reality of when you have an opportunity to do all things. Ephesians talk about do all things to protect the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Be at peace with all men as much as you're responsible. These are just real themes that we teach a lot. And what can I do to help in the process in bringing unity? A lot of times we will do an event together and call that unity. When what I really need to do is, we touched people a couple weeks ago, if you have somebody who doesn't have an oranges and you have a bag of oranges, give them some oranges.
Amen.
Yeah. Or give them the bag.
Give them the bag of oranges. If they need help moving, rally around and go move and go help them move from one. They're a young couple. We had the awesome opportunity to help move them the other night, and we rallied at 5:30 on a Friday night and go move them. If they need their yard done, help them. And it creates this family and creates unity in the bond of peace. And it is tremendous life is released in these things, in practically meeting the needs of one another. With the church alive that is in there, the Fultons, they're in there and they needed a building. They had lost where they were meeting at. And this was an opportunity for the bridge to allow somebody, well, we'll change some times and here you can use our facility. And so now we have two houses in one building. And the church is not a building. The church isn't an organization. It's the body of Christ.
Come on.
It's the relationships that we're having right here at church.
Yeah.
Right,
exactly.
What we're doing right here is having church and discussing the goodness of God and stressing these things, and take opportunity when opportunity is there to give and to help and to meet needs.
Exactly.
That's promoting
praise
unity.
God.
Pastor, you are right on, because I was leading a men's group and I was telling them about how we need to go out and help people. And one of the guys in the group said, well, you know, we get together and we go pray for somebody. And so we really feel like that's what we need to be doing. And that's wonderful to go pray for somebody. But Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Mm-hmm. So he was doing good. So I imagine Jesus, the carpenter, right?
Yes.
Going around and saying, hey, disciples, man, what do you think? They need a garage here.
Absolutely.
And, oh, they just had a baby. Let's help them build that room on the back of their house there for that for that baby. So that's kind of things I see. And I'm right with you. Let's mow their lawn when we have a somebody in need and we see that need. Go about doing good.
Absolutely.
One of the things that Jesus said is, so you've done to the least of them, so you've done unto me.
Come on, that's good.
So if you give a shirt to somebody who needs a shirt, if you give a sandwich to somebody who needs a sandwich, and we have to use wisdom, because a lot of people see how good we are, see our good works, they're going to try to take advantage. And I don't think God wants us to be used either. So I think we need to be careful that we're not just throwing our pearls before swine. I mean, I'm not against people out there. They really need help, I think. But I know God will speak to us about who to help at times.
Absolutely.
For instance, 2 weeks ago, I felt led in my heart to go and talk to a minister, and not talk to him, but to help him. And that same day, the Lord blessed me in return with what I wasn't even thinking. And the Lord just totally turned around and blessed me in a big way. And that's kind of what God does and how he does and what he does. And we need to focus on where God is calling us and what God is calling us to do when we do it and the timing he's called us to do it in, I believe.
Absolutely, Curtis.
Perfect, Curtis. And we'll go ahead and take our last break here. And we'll be right back on Christ Today.
Reeve Woods Eye Center provides quality care with two convenient locations, West East Avenue in Chico and Pence Road in Paradise. A premium ophthalmology practice specializing in cataracts, glaucoma, diabetic eye care, and a full-service optical department to fulfill all your eye care needs. Their family of intraocular lenses offer and meet a variety of visual needs for cataract patients. Reeve Woods Eye Center, providing outstanding quality care to the North Valley for over 30 years. Most insurances accepted and always accepting new patients in both locations. Reeve Woods Eye Center. For appointments or information, call their Chico office at 899-2244 or 877-6583 in Paradise. The goal at Reeve Woods Eye Center is great vision for your life.
Welcome back, listeners, to Christ Today on KKXX Radio, 930 AM, 104.5 FM. We have the bridge in the house in the studio today with Pastor Jim Carpenter and his associate pastor, Roger Joyner, that have been in the studio today. And boy, it's been a powerful time, and the Holy Spirit is certainly moving here in the studio. Boy, it gets exciting, man. You can hardly, you can about, if you were here, you would be able to see us dancing in our spirits here in the studio with the presence of God, definitely here in the studio today. And we were just talking about restoration, return, and unity. And one thing I wanted to add on that is, remember earlier we talked about that if we'll pray for our nation, the Lord will come and heal our nation. And it just spoke to me while we were talking about that, that not only do we need to be praying for our nation, but praying for our churches and for our pastors. Yes. I mean, it's not easy being a pastor. All eyes are upon you, and it's a big job to take on the different aspects of a church. And so, if anything, we just need to be praying for our pastors, praying for our churches, for the Holy Spirit to be poured out.
Yes.
Obviously, the bridge can't do it all.
No.
You know, so there are so many people throughout the world, and the best thing that we can do for our churches and pastors is pray for them and lift them up.
Absolutely.
That the Holy Spirit be moved out in their services. And Roger, tell us about the children's ministry. I get so excited because I'm a father, and I love to hear about what the Lord is doing with the children.
Yeah. Well, we talked earlier, and it was such a joy to be able to share the testimony of what Jesus is doing in the kids and filling them with his voice and the spirit of prophecy and seeing kids baptized in the Holy Spirit. And
that's awesome.
Not only get baptized in the Holy Spirit, but get up. That's what happened. One kid was laid hands on, prayed for, baptized in the Holy Spirit because a kid laid hands on him.
Praise God.
And then
amen.
Got up and started laying hands on adults with Woo. Accurate prophetic utterance.
Hallelujah.
That's how God
this
works.
Is so powerful. Mm-hmm. It, I mean, off the charts. But what's been hitting my heart is Isaiah, where it says, the children that you will have after you lost the others are going to say yet again in your ear, yet again, that hits my heart. In your ear, this place is too small. Give us a place where we can dwell. And that's the cry for any leader, any pastor, anybody that's connected with creating a safe place for the harvest. Harvest is coming. They're going to yet say again in our ear, the Jesus movement, people weren't ready for the hippie harvest. We're not going to be ready for people set free out of homosexual lifestyles, out of bondages that you can't imagine, out of people that are rich but carry in poverty in their soul, out mm-hmm. of every area. The harvest is coming, and they're going to say in our ears, even the youth, there's going to be such a move of young ones that are coming in, and what they're looking for is that transparency. Like, I love what's on the pulpit, Keep It Real, because it's the reminder to me that we don't have a treasure in a clay pot. And if we're transparent, then we can actually help them to get the life of God. And that's what we as leaders have to do, is be transparent so that they can go, whoa, this is a place where I can live. We're in that moment right now where they're saying, I want to find a place where I can live. I want to dwell. And that kind of transparency that keeps it real opens the door for them to dwell. I would say to pastors and leaders, like, it's time. They're going to say quickly, it's going to be filled up. Crisis, everybody can see crisis, but who is preparing the wineskin? Well,
amen.
It's us. And so I'm grateful for that.
Amen. That's good. That was stuff. Good. Yeah, that was some deep amen. Stuff you just shared with us.
Yeah.
Pastor, you had, we wanted to come back and talk about unity.
Yes.
And please pick up there where we left off and...
Yeah. I love what you said, Tori, just a second ago. You said the bridge can't do it all, or any single church or congregation, which mm-hmm. the whole mentality needs to broaden. We are the church of Jesus Christ, every one of us. We might meet this tribe in this area, this tribe in this area, but we're in a time where our nation needs restoration and reformation and a tremendous national move. It's going to take the willingness to go beyond all the things that have held us in our little pockets to say our nation needs us now, and the look for the opportunities to work with other pastors in your area. How are we going to touch a nation? Start doing it in your sphere of influence, in your neighborhood right now.
Amen.
How can I serve the pastor standing next to me or around the corner? How can we work together? What mutual grounds? We may not agree on every little thing, but we can agree upon this. Our nation needs us, and it needs us now.
Amen.
And it's time for us to take down all these walls and to move towards one another mm-hmm. in Christ and look for the common ground.
Don't wait till tomorrow.
Don't wait. It's now, right now. We're in it right now. There's some exciting things that we did a tent meeting last year at the fairgrounds, went down, and a tremendous move of God, tremendous healing. And what happened in our region was a tremendous healing of the body of Christ, and churches came together. And I believe it was, Roger and I were talking on the way up, I believe that's just a precursor to what's getting ready to move into this next year. We'll be working with Dave Bryan at Church of Glad Tidings. We'll be working with Trey Fulton at Church Alive. And Mario Murillo is coming in, Evangelist Mario Murillo, who's being used around the nation right
Amen.
Now, has been in 5 months in Branson, Missouri right now. He'll be with us May 1st, Sunday night, through Wednesday at the fairgrounds again, Yuba Sutter Fairgrounds.
Awesome.
But churches are coming together. And there's opportunity. We've had a wonderful opportunity to do a men's camp together.
Hey.
Just do men's camp together and put it out there to everybody. This is what our nation needs to see. Not us butting heads over doctrinal positions
right.
and over this stuff that doesn't matter.
Right.
Our nation needs us, and it needs us now.
That's right.
It's time for us to pull down these walls, do all things to protect the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And really we'll see God move tremendously. And that's my heart's cry after mm-hmm. unity and working with other leaders. Like you said, Tori, pray for them. Yep. Pray for Dave. Pray for Trey Fulton, for Dave Bryan. Pray for the pastor around the corner. Maybe you don't even know him. Get to know them. Get their names and begin to intercede and pray. Watch what God is doing.
Amen.
And back, and just really look for opportunity. If you ask God for an opportunity to break down a wall and to befriend another leader, another congregation, you think he won't do it? He absolutely will do it. He said, finally, my people are praying the way I want to. Give us an opportunity to serve one another. And watch what will happen. It's just tremendously exciting.
I said it last week or the week before that we can't pray for opportunities. We need to pray to be prepared for the opportunities. Because if we're not prepared, we can pray for them all day long. We're going to miss them.
Yep.
And I believe that what we have right now is an opportunity. The body, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. So if you see the Bible says, if he be lifted up, he'd draw all men into him, that they would see our good works and want to glorify our God in heaven. And let's get off this deal of fighting over denomination, arguing over stuff that doesn't matter. Let's focus on who matters, and that's Jesus Christ. What personally doesn't matter exactly what you believe, but who you believe. Because if you believe Jesus, you're going to speak Jesus. And there's
Absolutely.
A Southern gospel song that I listen to. It's called, Let's Preach Jesus. Just preach Jesus till Jesus comes again. Let's get off this other stuff that doesn't matter that's been preached, and let's preach Jesus.
Come on.
You know, yeah, he may be coming. We don't know when he's coming. So let's get off the end times. Let's get off the end. He's coming today. Let's be focused for when we don't know and we want to be ready and prepared. But let's focus on what he's doing right now,
Amen.
Who he's touching right now. I believe that there is a move. I believe that there is something in the works. I believe God is doing something in this one last season. We may have been there for a while. I don't know. And I don't think any of us know. But I know the Lord is up to something. Something is up. And I believe right now more than ever is an opportunity. And let's pray that God would prepare us, equip us, ready us for that opportunity. But focus on one thing. Focus on his grace. Not getting caught up in works and trying to make things happen and efforts and all this stuff. Let's work on his message, grace. The grace of God would be revealed to people. We can reveal people all day long who we are. But when they understand his grace, that he hasn't beaten up on them, he hasn't condemned them, he hasn't judged them, he died for them and said it was finished, right?
Amen.
And that's what they need to hear is,
yes.
Hey, it's done, so enter in, my good and faithful servant, rest in what Christ has done. This has been a good show, you guys. I'm glad you guys were both on my program today. And
it's wonderful, thank
you. We've got a couple more minutes, but I think you want to...
Oh, you bet. So, Roger, the very first part of the show, you said that you love this time of year. You love the Christmas season because the name of the Lord is being glorified and worshiped. And it just dropped in my spirit. You know, you hear the spirit of Christmas. It is the most wonderful time of the year, right?
Yes,
because you're totally right. You know, there is a feeling in the air. Mm-hmm. And it dawned on me just now that this, because of that feeling that we're feeling, it's the worship that's being named. It's the name of the Lord that's being proclaimed and worshiped. That's that spirit of Christmas that we all feel in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Pastor. It's been wonderful having you here. Roger, equally as wonderful having you here. Would you be so kind to take us in prayer as we close it out today?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you're the Lord of the harvest. God, you said to lift up our eyes, God, because the harvest is ripe. Lord, we do. We pray, God, your prayer, Lord, that thing that Jim was releasing, God, Pastor Jim, Lord, that we would be able to glorify you, that the earth would know, God, that you're real because we love one another. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would release your love this season. God, that the gospel, God, would make us one, that your presence would make us one. We thank you for the outpouring, and we bless every church. We bless every family, God, that these radio waves touch.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for Christmas. We thank you for your son. Unto us a child's been born. Unto us a son is given. Hallelujah. Amen.
Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Christ Today with your host and founder, Curtis Smith. And we've so enjoyed having Pastor Jim Carpenter from the Bridge Church of Yuba City, feel free to drive down there and worship with them. I know they'd love to have you. And Associate Pastor Roger Joyner. Roger, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of you being here today and sharing your heart. Listeners, if you would like to write Christ today, or if you would like to help support Curtis as he goes on his mission trip, feel free to write us here at Christ Today, KKXX Radio, 1363 Longfellow Drive, Chico, California, 95926. If you need prayer, please call us at 530-864-1111. And have a wonderful week. We'll see you soon, and Merry Christmas.
Christ Today is a local nonprofit and non-denominational ministry here on KKXX. You can contact Curtis Smith with your feedback toll-free at 855-930-1045. That's 855-930-1045. And join us every Saturday at 11 here on KKXX for more Christ Today.